Good evening. This is Monday, October 30th, 8 days until the 2006 midterm elections. And the state of play for the Republicans is such that the president is no longer charging admission for each of his campaign appearances. That's right. He's now lying for free. At this point in the 2002 midterms, Mr. Bush had done at least 8 rallies for other candidates, not fundraisers, but free public events. This past Saturday, he did his first for the 2006 midterms. And it's not just about the money. There just have not been a lot of Republican candidates who wanted to be seen with him, with or without a cover charge. His Southern accent a little bit thicker, his rhetoric a lot more divisive. The president hitting the campaign in his home state of Texas in what was Majority Leader Tom DeLay's district. The Republicans now faced with getting a write-in candidate to hold on to that seat. An earlier event in Statesboro, Georgia, billed as a victory rally, and yet Mr. Bush somehow making the claim not only that the Democrats are the ones jumping the gun, but that the minority party is somehow responsible for the mess that is the war in Iraq.
If you listen carefully for a Democrat plan for success, they don't have one. Iraq is the central front in the war on terror. Yet they don't have a plan for victory. This election is far from over, although there are some people in Washington who already think they know the outcome of the election. Some of them are already picking out their new offices at the Capitol. You might remember that around this time in 2004, some of them were picking out their new offices in the West Wing. The movers never got the call.
Eventually, the movers always win. Democrat bashing or no, there is still the very real problem of how few Republicans actually want the president's help. Take the Maryland Senate candidate, Michael Steele, now trailing his Democratic opponent by as many as 11 percentage points in the polls, having gone so far as to print up misleading bumper stickers that read, Steele Democrat. Mr. Steele wants to avoid not just being on the same stage as the president, but also, as evidenced on Meet the Press with Tim Russert yesterday, being in the same sentence.
I'm not running away from my party. And you know what? It has not been the easiest thing in the world to run.
Are
on
you
this
running
cycle.
As a proud Bush Republican?
I am a proud Republican.
Why
I'm
not
a proud
Bush
I'm
Republican.
A proud Republican. I mean, because my orientation is the Republican Party. It's not just one individual in the party. And so, you know, President Bush is the president of our of the United States. He's the leader of our party. Ronald Reagan, I'm a Lincoln. If anything, I consider myself a Lincoln Republican.
Unfortunately for Mr. Steele, by means way beyond his control, Mr. Lincoln left the presidency in 1865. Time now to call in our own Richard Wolff, also, of course, senior White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Richard, good evening.
Good evening, Keith.
Depending on the spin, the president in making these campaign appearances is either bucking the conventional wisdom that he has become a pariah to Republican candidates, or he's bearing it out by stumping in the districts that were once considered safe for Republicans but aren't anymore. Is one of those more accurate than the other?
Well, look at where he's campaigning. He's in Tom DeLay's old district, Sugarland, Texas. Nobody predicted starting out this year, and certainly starting out this campaign, that he would have to be out there defending that. Of course, he's in areas which are still conservative, where the base still likes him, and the base is big enough to actually carry the party to victory. The problem for other candidates in other districts and other states is that the base isn't big enough to get them over the top. And it's interesting listening to Steele there, because when I was in Tennessee, I asked Bob Corker a similar question about his relationship to Bush, whether he liked Bush. His answer was, well, he liked President Bush, but remember, this was a 6-year term, and President Bush was only going to be there for another 2 years, so it really wasn't about Bush. And, you know, this is the sound of candidates across the country who thought President Bush would be a big strength and have found him to be a stone around the neck.
And speaking of sounds, there's the tap dancing we heard, Mr. Steele, there on the question of whether he is a Bush Republican. Does that encapsulate the GOP problem in this election? Not to mention why it is the president did not do any public free event political rallies before this past weekend. Is that sort of the explanation of both of those points?
Well, the rally question is interesting. It is very late in the game for him to be doing this kind of event. Yes, they think they can still get the turnout numbers up there. Remember, the base still really loves him. The base just isn't big enough. But they've been also raising money late in the game. Why are they raising money late in the game? Because in spite of the talking points that they knew that this was going to be a tough election, that they'd prepared for it, they've basically been burning up much more money than they thought they would have to. So he's been fundraising later, he's rallying later, and of course, the numbers of people he's getting involved are not that great either. Independents, according to most polls, including the most recent Newsweek poll, think very much like Democrats now, and he needs independents to push him over the top.